Most farmers want to avoid a flood that drenches their crops. Here, it's just part of the process to keep the vines growing and getting the crop out of the field. We'll visit the largest grower of this produce, known for the holidays. It's next on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Most farmers want to avoid having their crops get flooded. But if you grow cranberries, it's an important part of the process.
We only need to flood the bogs a couple of times a year, once to protect them for the winter, and then again for the harvest.
Glenn Reed shares the story from A.D. Makepeace Farms, the largest cranberry grower in the world, with 2,000 acres in production. He says winter floods provide protection for these vines.
We keep the water on for like 2 months. Sometimes we'll change the water out in between, because the vines still have to breathe, and as long as they can get sunlight and the water can oxidize, then it's fine. But if you have a lot of ice and snow on top of that, then you block the sunlight.
And that necessitates changing the water. In the old days, the water was all gravity-fed, but pumps are often used today. Water is also needed at harvest time.
Well, what happens is we have two types of hops. We have a dry harvest and we have a wet harvest. And if you ever seen the Ocean Spray commercials with the guys that are standing in the water, that's what most people are used to. That's a wet harvest.
The bogs are flooded, usually for 5 days or less.
So we send the machines out there. They gently knock the cranberries off the vine. The cranberries have an air pocket in them that makes the cranberries want to float. Those cranberries will float to the surface. We add a little bit more water. We send people out there with a boom type of material, almost like an oil boom. They walk around the whole outside edge of that bog. They rack all those cranberries together. They bring them to shore.
The cranberries are then vacuumed into pump trucks. People are often amazed at some of these vines that are over 100 years old. We conclude our story next time as we travel the countryside in Wareham, Massachusetts. I'm Andrew McCrae.